preserve me, oh God.
Good day, everybody. Pastor Tim Karskett here doing our daily podcast. Thanks for joining us each and every day here on these platforms.
I just
returned from Europe. I had an encounter with a heavenly being who wants to help us in our time of trouble. So I'm going to share that experience today and then pray for you at the end.
All sons and daughters, brothers, sisters, my delight. Hey, let's sing together. No other God shall satisfy. God, you satisfy. In your prayer.
Welcome, everybody. Welcome to another week of our daily podcast. Here we are. It's the 28th day of August, 2023. A special day for my family. Well, it was. My mother was born on this day in 1935. She's gone on to be with the Lord. But this was a special day for me always. I always wanted to celebrate my mother's birthday. So she's in heaven. So God bless you, Mom. I know you're in the new birth with Christ up there, enjoying yourself and away from some of the chaos we're in here. But I know that's where that fullness of joy is, right? In his presence. So I know my mother, and if you've lost somebody and they're with Jesus right now, they're in the fullness of joy. And we want that too. We can experience it, but we want it all the time. Well, glad to be back. I've been in Germany and Slovakia, did a conference there in Slovakia, Friends of Israel. We had people from many nations, Poland and Czech, Slovakia, Hungary, Ukraine. So we had a regional meeting of just all those who love Israel, and we just were releasing what the Lord was doing. And then we went to Germany and ministered in quite a few meetings there, did some filming, and just had a great time in the Lord. And I want to share an experience that I was not expecting. It wasn't, not that you don't ever want experiences, but there are times you're just doing what you know to do, and God will strengthen you and give you insight and what he wants to do in this hour. So I hope this encourages you that God is aware of our crises. He's aware of what we're going through. He's aware of the hour we're in, and he knows we need help. He's our ever-present help in time of need, right? We quote that. And I want you to know that he let me experience what it means to have that help. Now, this is to deal with the weariness of our walk. That's what I believe the encounter was about. A very simple encounter. What the Lord did in the meeting, we had a great ministry time. I was teaching on the difference between authority and power, and how the Lord wants us to have authority as well as power. Matter of fact, that authority is a greater of the two. You still have to have both. But authority is a wonderful gift that comes through relationship with the Lord. And what it does, it removes things, removes demons, it removes principalities, it can remove sicknesses. Healing restores. It's creative. It puts back in you. Like if you need a restoration of a body part, or if you need your joy, you know, replenished inside of you, that's power. It comes and does that for us. But that authority is very important because it pulls it out. Anyway, I was teaching on that and laid a foundation for it. I think the meeting went well, very well. And then at the end, I was doing some prophetic time, just praying over individuals in the meeting. And I was down to my last one. I've been prophesying well over an hour. And felt like, you know, it was just time to let this be the last one. And there was a precious lady in the back. I don't know her. And I just pointed to her and I said, "Ma'am, I have a word for you." And all of a sudden, it triggered something. I don't know what it was. The Lord spoke to me and said, whatever that lady represented, or who she was, triggered this angel. And I knew that's what it was. And that's what happened. An angel came in. And I was just praying, and I was gone. I felt like when that happens to me, I don't even know where I am. I don't know who's around me. And I keep talking. I forget it that I may have a microphone in my hand and others can hear it because I'm gone. I literally forget everything and I'm just focused on the encounter. So what happened is I was standing there and I was looking straight at this precious lady. And then something hit me on the back of the leg. And I thought, wow, I must have run into something. Or, you know, I thought maybe I'd backed up and hit something. But I turn around, there's nothing around me. And then I see this angel. And he just went right, like, between my legs and just came forward. And I began to have a conversation in the spirit with the angel. I'm like, what are you doing here? You know, that type of thing. And this is what he said to me. I'm here to strengthen the weary legs of my children, of God's people. And I knew it was to build us up. It also said I'm also to heal weary legs. And I felt like that was for the physical as well as the spiritual, that people who have leg problems and weariness in their legs. And some of you are listening. You were there in a meeting. It became, as somebody testified to me, in the meeting, they said it became a holy moment as the holiness of God swept across the room there. And I just knew that the woman triggered it. Not that it was her angel or anything, but I felt like what she represented somehow meant that. And then I tried to get back to prophesy, and I totally forgot what I was getting because the angel so affected me in the moment. So I prayed for the people. We prayed for those that are weary in their walk. And then also I heard the encounter, the angel said that I also want to help those who have a dullness of spirit. You know what dullness of spirit is like? You know what I'm talking about. Maybe some of you don't speak English as your first language. It's where you don't feel. It's like you're not connecting. And, you know, everybody else may be falling out in the spirit and feeling the presence of God, and you're feeling nothing. And you just like, matter of fact, it's not even affecting. You wouldn't even, or sometimes not even want it because you have this dullness. And this angelic encounter was to help people with that as well, to strengthen their walk and to remove any dullness of spirit. And I was excited for that because I thought, okay, well, there's probably a few people here that got that. And so I made a request, a little poll. I just said, hey, if you were here tonight and you're struggling with your walk, you're very weary in your walk, and maybe a dullness of spirit, I want you to stand, and we're going to pray for you. And I expected, you know, about a third of the audience or whatever. And unfortunately, well, not unfortunately, it was two-thirds of the audience. Matter of fact, very few people were sitting down. Now, I understand some of them may just want the prayer. I'm not ignorant of that. But I felt some of it was very genuine. I thought most of it was very genuine. And this is where they were. And I know, you know, we quote Galatians 6:9 all the time. Don't grow weary in well-doing. In due season, you'll reap a harvest if you faint not. And we know that the Lord wants to strengthen us in this hour. And I thought about how he's our strength and our shield, Psalms 46:1. But the Passion puts it this way. God, you're such a safe and powerful place to find refuge. You have proven help in time of trouble, more than enough, and always available whenever I need you. But you know, when you got dullness of spirit, you don't sense that. He goes on to say, so we will never fear, even if every structure of support, or you know, anything in the earth, were to crumble away. We will not fear, even when the earth quakes and shakes, moving mountains and casting them into the sea. Wow. That's powerful, isn't it? Of what the Lord wants to do in our lives and to strengthen us. And so, you know, I quoted that scripture, don't grow weary in well-doing, due season, you reap a harvest if you don't give up. Well, look, when you want to give up, you need strength. And that's what this angel came to do. And we're going to pray for you here at the end that you would have it as well. 2 Corinthians 12:9 says, my grace is all you need, for my power is greatest when you are weak. So there's an encouraging part too, that even when you're weak, that's when his grace will come for his power, right? To give you something you don't have. And Psalms 73:26 says, "My flesh and my heart may fail, but God is the strength of my heart and my portion forever." Nehemiah 8:10, "Do not grieve, for the joy of the Lord is your strength." To me, that Nehemiah passage is probably one of the most important ones because, you know, the walls in ruins and everybody's like, we're rebuilding a city. We're just getting back to a place that the enemy has ravaged, let go desolate. Just everything's in ruins. And then he says, don't grieve. The joy of the Lord is your strength. That's why I played that first song today about the fullness of joy. See, if you can get in his presence, even if every wall around you has been destroyed and everything is desolate, you can have strength, not from your own ability, your own gifting, your own strength, but from his strength. And so therefore, he does do not grieve. Why would they be grieving? Because why? They're looking at the devastation. And it would be natural for them to be grieving. And the Lord said, no, don't grieve through Nehemiah. Don't grieve. The joy of the Lord will be your strength. And it goes on in 46:5 of Psalms. It says, God is within her. She will not fall. God will help her at the break of day. That's the goodness of God. One more here. Philippians 4:13, I can do all things through him who gives me strength. So what do we see here? The Lord was in this encounter, giving us the ability to do all things. Are you weary today? Is there a struggle with the dullness of spirit? Then this word is for you, number one, but it's also to tell you that God has sent help. Thank you, Jesus. You know, there's nothing better. You know, I can imagine, or maybe you've done it, you know, you're just working hard as you can, and then you think, man, I am tired, and somebody shows up and said, hey, can I help you? And they add their strength to you. Because why? Two does more than one, right? If we labor without the Lord, we labor in vain. So we don't want to let our labor be that way. We want to labor in the Lord, and we want to do it all his ways. And Jeremiah 32:17 says this, "A sovereign Lord, you have made the heavens and the earth by your great power and outstretched arm. Nothing is too hard for you," or nothing is too difficult for you. Great and mighty God, we serve you. And that's why we start worshiping. You know, it's what Psalm 59:16 says. But I will sing of your strength. In the morning, I will sing of your love. For you are my fortress, my refuge in times of trouble. There's just times you got to sing. Just let a sound rise. I've shared this story before one time. I was sick, vomiting, and just really bad. And the Lord told me to get up and dance and sing unto the Lord. I'm like, Lord, the slightest movement will make me vomit. I mean, I was very sick. And he said, if you'll get up and dance and sing, I'll heal you. I was like, well, and I was desperate because I hate that feeling, you know, when I'm sick like that. But I thought, well, that's your word, Lord. And I stood up and I thought I was going to throw up all over the walls. That's what I thought. And all of a sudden I started dancing. I started spinning and beginning to sing unto the Lord. And next thing you know, I was supernaturally healed. His strength, his power came and healed me. The Lord can do the same for you. And I'm going to ask that the Lord, what he did in this encounter, that you would experience the strength of your walk. Maybe you need a healing in your legs. Pray for that as well. But I just believe that the Lord wants to strengthen our walk, that we won't grow weary in well-doing. In due season, we'll reap a harvest. Look, you need God's grace right now. It's natural to be weary as far as just looking at all that's going on around us. In the natural, I get it. And if you think you got to be some superhuman to rise above that, you're going to work in the flesh. We need to work in the spirit and say, God, I'm being honest. I'm weary. I'm tired. I need strength in my walk. Please come. And that's what this angelic encounter was about, to say, look, you're not in this thing alone. There is supernatural strength coming to your walk. And I want to release that to you today. Would you like to receive that? Say yes. Okay, I heard you. Father, I pray right now, everybody listening today that's weary in their walk, their legs are weary. They're just shaking from all the crises and all the battles that they're in. And maybe they have a dullness of spirit. Release strength to them today. Grace them, Father, with your strength. I pray for those who need physical needs in their legs as well. Heal their legs right now and give them their strength back that they can run and not grow weary and walk and not faint.
What a
in the name of Yeshua.
God,
amen and amen. All right, be encouraged today. Receive this word. All right, we'll see you tomorrow. Well, thank you again each and every day for you guys that come and listen to us here on these podcast platforms. We have so many things happening at Christian Center Shreveport. You can go to our app, download it on your phone, check out our new design that we got. We changed our design on our app, so please check that out. We're trying to offer as many things as we can on there to make it convenient for you to be blessed, nurtured, and encouraged with what the Lord has given us, the content from heaven that He's given us to release to you. Thank you again. You can still give there. You can ask for prayer there, and you can check that all out on our app, or you can go to our website, ChristianCenterShreveport.com. All right, we'll see you tomorrow. God bless.